Welcome in to the Saturday edition of the Daily Tap. It is August 18th. Hope you guys are doing well. I would be a lot better if Craig Counsell knew how to manage a bullpen, and we're going to talk a lot about that today. We're also going to talk about the latest in the Ohio State scandal as Brett sources McMurphy does it again. We will also chat about the latest from Packers with Jake Kumerow's injury, as well as Mike McCarthy trying to defend Kyle Murphy and Jason Spriggs. All that and more. Excited to talk to you guys today. Like we said, if this is your first time with Daily Tap, welcome. It is a 20-minute sports show. We tape it nearly every day, including Saturdays and Sundays. So while your local radio is taking a day off, we are not. And it's 20 minutes or less. I think that is great for the weekends. If you, say, missed a couple in the week and then you just want to pound out, you know, an hour's worth while you're doing stuff around the house, or you just have time for 20 minutes and you just have time for a quick listen about what happened today, and you're not really going to get it from anybody unless you listen to the postgame show on Friday night, or if you, you know, read the newspaper. But then again, who actually like picks up an actual newspaper, gets a little ink on their fingernails, if you will. But yes, that is why Daily Tap exists. If you are like, I'm not subscribing yet, but I'm still kind of interested in you guys, snowtapwi.com is where you can find us. You click that tab right on the upper right-hand corner for the Snowtap Network. You'll see it. And you can have all the podcasts there. Get you caught up. Get you rolling. And obviously, subscribe if you are so kind. All right, let's waste no more time. So the Milwaukee Brewers lost their seventh game in the last 10. All the while, they lost to their rival, the St. Louis Cardinals, who are now 20-10 since the All-Star break. They are now a half game back of the Brewers for the second wild card spot. If the Cardinals win on Saturday, they will overtake the Brewers for the wild card race. It's crazy to think about. It's crazy to think that we are here with the Brewers. And you ask a lot of questions about why is this happening. Cue Nancy Kerrigan lying around like, why? Why? That's kind of how I feel, because it's happening all over again. And I think the constant is Craig Counsell doesn't know how to manage a bullpen in late season situations. Counsell peed on his leg yet again on Friday night. He has a one-run game in the eighth. It is one run, meaning that one swing of the bat in the ninth for the Brewers can make this a tie ball game. That's it, right? He goes out for a second inning of Jordan Lyles. Now, Jordan Lyles was a waiver pickup that the Brewers didn't have to give up anything for from San Diego. Jordan, you know, it's not like the Brewers were on a multiple game streak where they've played like 20 games and they just need some support and guys need rest. Everybody is rested. Josh Hader hadn't pitched since Saturday. Jeremy Jeffries pitched on Wednesday, but that was only because he hadn't pitched for 6 days. So Craig Counsell decided to punt the whole thing, trust that Lyles could get them through and bridge the gap, yet with nobody else in the bullpen. So even if it wasn't the main guns like JJ and Hader, he didn't have Taylor Williams in the pen. He didn't have Corey Knebel. I probably wouldn't have went with Corey Knebel, but still, Corey Knebel, not in the bullpen. You didn't go with a lefty like Dan Jennings. Probably didn't make sense with the Cardinals lineup. And that was a point that Adam McKelvey tried to make about Josh Hader. Well, this is a righty-heavy matchup and all this stuff, but it really feels like the Milwaukee media has begun this carry in the water for Craig Counsell. Because unlike Ron Radke, unlike Ken Maka, Craig Counsell's very friendly with the media, so therefore the media has its back. Also, they interviewed Counsell when he was a player. So the media protection around Counsell is probably the best that any sort of head coach has in the state right now. They have an amazing amount of leeway. To see McKelvey defend the decision was so disappointing, because I think Adam McKelvey's a great reporter. I think what Adam McKelvey does is fantastic. But I can't for the life of me understand why he would defend that. And when then, you know, Tom Hargercourt and McKelvey both got the comment from counsel, where counsel's like, yeah, we're not doing that. We're not putting these guys in those situations. And I get that, but also, when are you going to pitch Josh Hader? Josh Hader has pitched 4.2 fucking innings through 17 days of the month of August. Let me say that again without the curse. 4.2 innings. That's it. That is all. Josh Hader has pitched less than a long reliever for most teams. Are you actually serious, Craig Counsell? At what point do you take the kid gloves off Josh Hader? This is meaningful baseball. At some point, you have to stop with this charade. At some point, and guess what? If this is what Josh Hader is as a bullpen pitcher, if Josh Hader needs this much maintenance because he's going to blow his arm out, then trade the fucking guy or make him a starter. Bring him back into the starting rotation because this is doing nobody any good. This is not okay right now. This is not acceptable, and Craig Counsell should be held accountable. And look, I would never have thought Craig Counsell should get fired, but you know what? He is cruising for a bruising, as they'd say in the 90s when you'd get in trouble as a kid. Like, he's kind of cruising for it. He's asking to get fired here with how he manages the bullpen, because I think this big game and him thinking ahead, he's overthinking himself. He is not worried about winning the game at hand. He's worried about Saturday. He's worried about Sunday. Fuck it. Worry about the game you're playing that day. Do not worry about what's upcoming. It is not the time of year to be worrying like that. In May, in June, sure, fine, whatever. I get that. But in August, when you're now 4.5 games back of the Chicago Cubs, who won again tonight and are burying the Pittsburgh Pirates, shouts to the Pirates for trading for Chris Archer, you dumb fucking team. But, sorry, that was unnecessary. That was an unnecessary shot. I'm a little fired up, if you can't tell. You play to win the game, as Herm Edwards had once famously said. You play to win the game. And you're not playing for tomorrow. You're not playing for Sunday. You exhaust your bullpen and you lose 3-2. Well, at least you gave it the best shot. Are you going to be worried about the next game when you're in the playoffs? Like, is this going to change? How are these guys? Like, it's mind-blowing from Craig Counsell. And I get that Craig Counsell wants to defend this night in and night out, but it is a broken record at this point. And they have to ask because the social media mob is killing them. But this was the night that Bucks Twitter infiltrated Brewers Twitter. And now Brewers Twitter is Bucks Twitter. It's an even ratio. It would be like a 30 for 30. What if I were to tell you? A manager wouldn't use his long-haired left-handed reliever. And that at that moment, a group of people decided to make a change. 30 for 30 presents when Brewers Twitter became Bucks Twitter. It's kind of sad I fucked that up. I'm a little upset right now, but that's okay. We'll get through it. So, you know, it is just one game, but at some point, at this point of the season, one game matters. If the Brewers lose the wild card to the Cardinals by one game, we could point out the fact that Craig Counsell failed to use their guys. They got eight more games against each other though before this year's over. So there's a lot more opportunity with the Cardinals. So hopefully this is just a blip on the radar. Now you go Saturday, Wade Miley again on the mound for the Brewers in a must-win situation, just like he was last Saturday. He pitched pretty well, but minus a home run to Ronald the Goat Acuna in the first inning. So Wade will have to do this again against the team who hits lefties pretty well and has hit a lot of home runs this year. So getting around guys like Jose Martinez and Yadier Molina and Paul DeJong, who got mad about getting hit with a changeup. Shut up, Paul DeJong. That is just, that's, fuck boy. Just settle down. You're not fucking Acuna, dude. Just settle down. And then you have Miles Mikolas on the mound for the Cardinals. Mikolas has been very good against the Brewers this year so far, but he has been leaking oil, specifically against left-handed bats. If Eric Thames can go from the collision, I expect you'll see Thames, you'll see Shaw, you will see Moustakas, and Christian Yelich, obviously. So we'll see if Ryan Braun's back in the mix. He did pinch hit tonight. He should be back. It'd be nice to get Ryan Braun's bat back into the order. And we'll be back on Sunday to sort of rehash the Brewers-Cardinals series, I believe. There may be an outside chance you get an early Sunday pod, which is rare, which we do not do your early Sunday pods. That also is a vote of confidence. I won't be hung to the gills on Sunday morning, but got things to do in the afternoon. So maybe we squeeze in an early Sunday pod for the family. All right, moving on to the Ohio State scandal. So it took another turn. Brett McMurray kind of hit him up style at about 5 o'clock tonight, unveiled that Zach Smith was found to not only order 22,000, 2,200, not 22,000, still a lot of money, in sex toys to the football offices, and he took a picture of his junk at the White House. Yes, he had a dick pic at the White House. Now, I will say this. There are very few people who could probably have a dick pic at the White House. So Zach Smith is probably in uncharted territory. So kudos to him, I guess. Also, though, like, why do, like, men still think, like, sending a dick pic is, like, going to get the girl? He sent it to an Ohio State staffer who's no longer with the team, which kind of confirms the cheating that his ex-wife was talking about, and that drove a lot of the arguments, which led to him hitting her. And you see how this is all connected. So then you add the whole sex toys thing. $2,200 worth of sex toys. Now, I do not shop for sex toys, but that seems like a fucking lot. That is a lot of sex toys. Like, do you really need that many gadgets? Are you Inspector Gadget in the bedroom? Do you just come out and you whip out your trench coat and you just have all sorts of different dildos and vibrators? Like, what are you doing with your life, Zach Smith? I don't really understand. I don't get it. So, yes. And people might say, well, this has nothing to do with Urban Meyer. You kept him on the staff. Why was he employed? Why was this guy employed? Because he was the grandson of Earl Bruce? Like, this guy sounds like Roman Roy, but 30 times worse. Like, Jesus, have a spine, Urban. You can fire this guy, or you should have fired this guy. But he didn't, and now you're going to lose your fucking job. I think it's sheets for Meyer. I don't think any of this has been well for him. I think he is done. I think his goose is cooked. And we will see next week when the official ruling comes down. All right, wrap up the podcast, talk a little Packers. So Jake Kumerow, pride of Whitewater. Also, if you don't know, he is part of the Bosa family, which if he does make the team, that will be a thing that announcers say every game. Chris Collinsworth, first game. You know, Al, he comes from a good bloodline. He's part of Joey and Nick. I can't really do a Chris Collinsworth this late. Jim? I can do a Jim, a little bit of Phil Simms, and a little bit of Tony Romo. But no Chris Collinsworth. I'll have to work on that. But Kumerow's injury, not going to be serious. It's a shoulder thing. It's a sprained AC joint. Sounds like he'll be able to get back onto the field. Obviously fighting for that roster spot. I think the Packers, it sounds bad, but I think the Packers would have welcomed a injury to one of the receivers, just make their job easier on what was going on. Because they still should keep seven receivers. Kumerow definitely deserves a spot. And so hopefully this won't keep him out too long. I think the Kumerow backers might worry that the Kumerow clique, maybe, is that what we should call them? because he had the Church of Janus last year. So the Kumaro click. I'd be a little worried. You'd never like to miss practice when you're sort of, you know, part of the bubble. But to think about Trevor Davis hasn't played in two games yet here for the Packers, and he is definitely on the bubble, says all you need to know. I mean, he is done. His goose is cooked. Also, it was very entertaining watching Mike McCarthy try to go around in circles and defend Kyle Murphy and Jason Spriggs, who've both been less than stellar. The Packers better stay healthy on that offensive line, because I think that could be said for literally every team in the National Football League. But still, the Packers' offensive line, man, that there is no depth. There is no depth in that room, and it is really just the starting five, and that's about it. So hopefully that, you know, guys like Spriggs and Murphy get better. I think Mike McCarthy has a lot of confidence in him, which is good. I wish that the fans do not. But that will wrap us up today. So we will be back tomorrow. Maybe I will see you guys out and about tonight. I'd say Joe Katz being the final bar of the evening is a heavy favorite if you do want a place. Because I realize when I do the, oh yeah, I'll be out, I never really give a location. Maybe we should start doing that. Give a location. And when I say it's the last spot of the night, it's you know, 12:15, 12:30, something like that. But if you listen, be happy to comp a beer for you. All right, guys, take care of yourselves. SnowTap Network. Don't forget about SnowTap Gaming either. $3.40 a month. Become a fantasy tapper today. Win your fantasy leagues. If you have a draft coming up this weekend like I do, it's vitally important that you sign up for SnowTap Gaming. All right. Take care of yourselves. Have a great Saturday. We'll chat tomorrow. Peace.